Hello, everybody, and welcome to this 4th of July edition of the Perceptive Podcast here on Game Wisdom. I am Josh Beiser, owner and lead writer, and this week I am all alone. Ken is out celebrating 4th of July, so I figure I can take the time and just do a quick cast, get some general announcements out of the way, and talk a little bit about some of the news that's happened this week. So, to begin with, for this cast, I upped the encoding quality that I use for recording these calls on Skype, and I want to see how it sounds this time around. I was getting some comments from some friends last week that my voice was sounding a little altered, a little like brassy or twangy. So for this cast, I've changed it, and I want to hear from you guys to see how it's sounding this week. So for the people who have been listening to the cast for a while now, especially those who listened to last week and are going to listen to this one, let me know how my voice sounds this time. And if there is a noticeable improvement, I'll keep the quality at this level from this point on. So, with that out of the way, there's a few pieces of news this week that I wanted to discuss. The first one being from EA. Now, EA has had, of course, some bad PR lately, the last few months, with SimCity 5 and Origin, but they've got some even worse this week. As you know, with the game Darkspore, this was the action RPG semi-sequel to Maxis' Spore, the game had an always-online authentication system, which you always had to connect to EA server to play the game, either in single-player or multi. So, apparently, the game has not been working for at least 2 months, and people have been messaging EA, they've been contacting customer support about it, and EA did nothing for the two-month period. Apparently, a few days ago, one of the admins for the EA site put up a message saying that the game is closed, there's nothing they can do about it, and, you know, basically just go about your business. So, the news leaked out, and it reached Steam and Valve, as Darkspore was one of the last games that EA put on Steam that they did not take down. And in response, Valve took Darkspore off the Steam client, because the game obviously doesn't work. Well, after that happened, EA apparently fixed the problem in about a day after Steam took them off, which is pretty amazing considering a few days ago they said there's nothing they could do and that the game would be permanently taken off. So, in one fell swoop, EA managed to once again discredit themselves further, made a mockery of their customer service, further proved the issues with Origin and why it will not compete with Steam, and, of course, called into question the authenticity of having online services and digital distribution in the future. So, that was pretty great from EA. And it once again makes me somewhat happy that I did not decide to buy SimCity 5, which apparently had its another DLC pack that was released this week for blimps and balloon services and stuff like that. And the game is still, from what I heard, not exactly up to code compared to SimCity 4. And the other day, it was reported on IGN that EA is possibly looking into an offline mode, because apparently a few people would want that, according to them. And by few, it pretty much means everyone who bought the game. Now, I really just don't know what's going on with EA and Maxis these days. I don't think it's them just being completely inept. I think they're just trying to get away with as much as possible, you know, this cut down on costs, cut down on development time. But everything that they've been doing is just making people move further and further away from Origin. And last week, there was a piece of news that, I forget from who from EA, but they were talking about they wanted to rebrand Origin, make it up to Steam quality. But with news like the Darkspore issue, not to mention the fact that they are known to basically cancel or turn off the servers to their games, it just makes it very unlikely that they're going to catch up to Steam at this point, especially with all the negative PR that is thrown at them. I mean, the only thing I can think is if they just completely, you know, dump Origin, but not really, and launch like a new online service. That may be like the only thing they can do at this point. Now, speaking about online services, another bit of news this week was that the Uplay servers from Ubisoft were apparently hacked. So, that gave us our traditional head to the site and change our password, which I completely forgot what my password was because I haven't used it in so long. The last game I played with it was Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, and that was about a month or so ago. But even then, that was just me, you know, logging on, using my auto login and not really paying attention. And Uplay has also had trouble trying to distinguish itself and compete with Steam. Of course, in the beginning, Uplay, you couldn't play any games without an internet connection. And if your connection dropped for even a second, the game would stop working. And that was both single player and online. And that just, for about a few years, that just killed a lot of Uplay's sales. It probably hurt one of my favorite games on the service, which was The Settlers 7. But I know that a lot of us don't like Steam being the number one platform on the market, but when everyone else is making these very stupid mistakes and are just doing what they can to mess with the consumer, it's very hard to root for someone else. And I know I said this on a previous cast, but at this point, the only other digital service that I trust is Good Old Games. Now, moving on, the other piece of news this week that I found both a little shocking and a little disconcerting was revolving around Double Fine. Now, as we know, Double Fine, headed by Tim Schafer, last year they had the first really big video game success Kickstarter for their adventure game, which a few months ago was redubbed Broken Age. Now, about a week ago, they just wrapped up a second Kickstarter for a strategy title called Massive Chalice, which of course also succeeded. So, what happened this week, what broke out on their private forum and then that was leaked to everyone, was that even though Broken Age earned about $3.3 million, or about 8 times what they were originally asking for, they apparently went over budget with the game, and they are running out of money. So, in order to hopefully get enough money to finish the game, they're going to release Broken Age into 2 separate parts, with the first part going to come in a few months. I think it's going to be on beta on Steam's Early Access program. And then the money that they're going to earn from that will hopefully be used to finish the game. And this is just something that is very weird, and something that I bet a lot of people didn't expect, including myself. As we know, they basically went above and beyond what they were asking for, and this is just one of the issues that I think that we're going to start to see with Kickstarter, is that when you're trying to create these games, if you don't go in with a big plan, it can really just screw you in the long run. As we know, when Double Fine originally announced the Broken Age Kickstarter, they basically said, we want to make an adventure game, we have no idea what we're going to do, but give us some money and we're going to figure out along the way. And the Kickstarter basically got funded on Double Fine's name and Tim Schafer's notoriety. But the problem with that, after the Kickstarter was all said and done, they had a budget of $3.3 million, and they didn't really know exactly what to do with that. They didn't really have an idea for what they were going to do with $400,000, much less several million dollars. And this is just one of the issues with game development when you don't have a clear and specific plan. They just kept trying to come up with more ideas, trying to create bigger, more expansive ideas beyond what they originally were going for, which was basically a modern take on the old 2D adventure genre, which was probably a big enough sale for all the fans who donated in the first place. And I think I remember someone saying on their Kickstarter form that they didn't want Double Fine to go too extravagant with it. But unfortunately, the temptation to basically use all that additional funding got the best of them. And to make matters worse, this happened basically a week after Massive Chalice ended. Now, if you read my post this week on the line of Kickstarter, I talked about my thoughts on that. And personally, I'm not really too happy with the fact that they are double-dipping on Kickstarter. I understand they have multiple divisions within Double Fine, and that's all great, but there's no mention that they were going to start doing that with the original Kickstarter. I thought, you know, like a lot of these smaller studios, that this was an emergency situation, that if they didn't get the funding, Double Fine would be in deep trouble. And that's why I donated to it. If I would have known that Massive Chalice was going to be released like this, I would have waited and put my money towards that one. Because, one, I have a limited budget myself. And, two, I found the idea of this, you know, tactical family generation strategy game a lot more interesting to me than the adventure genre. And that's just because those are the types of games I like to play. And I just don't know what they're going to do if, you know, the early access plan backfires on them. Will Broken Age get finished, or will they just not be able to get the game out? And on the other side, is this going to affect Massive Chalice? Now, from what people are reporting, it doesn't sound like the two games are connected in any way. So hopefully, any problems with Broken Age will not affect Massive Chalice or vice versa. But it will be interesting to see how things will come into play down the line. Moving on, while still keeping with Kickstarter, another thing that I want to talk about was the Kickstarter for the Pinball Arcade. This is done by Farsight Studios. They're basically one of the premier pinball makers on the Android. They're on the Xbox. They're going to be on the PC very soon. What they're doing with Kickstarter is they're doing Kickstarter funding for basically getting the licenses to digitize some of the most popular pinball tables of all time. They've done two successful Kickstarters so far, one for the Twilight Zone table, the other for Star Trek Next Generation, and now they're doing a third one for Terminator 2, which is another high-ranking pinball table. And I really wanted to talk to these guys, but unfortunately, they've been having a bit of trouble, I guess, getting the word out, doing PR. I've contacted them twice over the last month to do an interview with them and hopefully get them some more buzz, because as it stands right now, they are a little bit under halfway to the goal, $59,000, with only 16 days left. And I really want to support these guys, so I think being able to restore and digitize these classic tables so allow anyone to play them is a very great goal. But unfortunately, by not getting back to me or just keeping their Kickstarter update, I think it's really hurting them in the long run. So if anyone listening to this has, you know, any ties or connections to Farsight, definitely let them know that I've been trying to get in touch with them, and hopefully we can get something before the Kickstarter is going. And I think with that, I'm going to end the cast here for this very short session, because it is a bit weird just talking to myself. As always, I have to end the cast with saying that if you would like to be a future guest on the cast, or would like to write a piece for Game Wisdom, you can contact us through the Submissions Wanted page. That will give you a link to our contact page. And feel free to send me a message. I would love to hear from you guys. And hopefully, for our future cast, it just won't be me talking to myself. So, with that said, have a great 4th of July, also a great weekend, and I will talk to you again next week. Take care, everybody.